Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Drop under the sea. Under the sea.
Does it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. If you missed it, we had the big reveal in Hour 1. No, I did not drop my pants. That would be nothing out of the ordinary.
Wouldn't be a big reveal.
Don't. Mermaid Abby is in the studio for the last time. And the big reveal was Mermaid X, who is now known officially as Mermaid Angela. Let's give it up for Angela, yes.
Thank you.
We've been able to reveal her identity finally to the world. The restraining order has been lifted or something. I don't know what happened, but she doesn't care. She doesn't care about her reputation whatsoever anymore. So she said, yes, we can identify.
That is pretty obvious, quite honestly.
It is. What do you mean? Just because of the fact that she came in and did this?
And is willing to be associated publicly with us is indication that her reputation does not mean very much to her.
I don't know. Is that it? Is that the problem?
No.
No?
No, it's more us than her, actually, quite honestly.
Okay.
You are best judged by the friends that you keep.
Okay.
May never come back again once they've had this bit of insight.
Well, Angela, you feel much better about this now, don't you?
I feel great.
Yeah, she feels good. Okay, that's all that matters.
I'm wondering if she prepared, a speech for such a special occasion here.
Well, sure. You've been coaching her all week for this, haven't you, Abby?
Yeah, we've been running up and down some stairs. We've been doing some stretches.
Right.
Running down the street. Very much very Rocky-like. Mm-hmm. And I've been pumping her up, so
we actually jogged here today.
Wow, that's impressive. So, do you have any... Yo, Angela! Yes, nice.
That's
so
right.
You've been working out.
That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
And do you have a speech? Do you want to actually say anything now that you can identify yourself and actually speak to the world? Do you have anything? Any
I have nothing
knowledge
prepared.
Nugget you could share?
No, I'm just happy to be here and excited.
Just happy and excited.
Yes.
Aren't we all,
happy
though?
Happy and excited.
Yes, yes, Jimmy.
I never got a chance to do this since she was always Mermaid X, but when we were in Andros, I can now officially thank Mermaid Angela for helping me with the horrible splinter in my foot.
Yeah, oh, the one where you almost lost your foot from.
That's exactly
yes,
right.
Yes, I remember that one.
I tried to help.
Her medical prowess is unparalleled anywhere, let me tell you that.
Yeah, she is. She's like a nurse, too. So we actually have...
She really is a nurse, though. I mean, not like a nurse. She really is a nurse.
Mermaid nurse. A mermaid nurse, the hottest thing in the world.
Well, it's a bonus because I don't know. I mean, I'm sure that most of your listeners can figure out that we might be a little reckless, a little clumsy. You know, James over here had a massive splinter, which really was a 2x4 shoved into his foot.
Good point.
Complete. So we are accident-prone, and having a nurse on staff with us is a major bonus.
I don't know if it's accident prone or just sloppy drunk and have a tendency to fall over.
You stand alone on that one, Greg.
Okay, thank you. but yeah, now we have a registered nurse on staff, so to speak, to help us through these injuries. Mm-hmm. And if not, we just put her in a mermaid tail so it distracts us from the pain that we are suffering from.
And although, she actually really, unfortunately, did not get the splinter out, but she made a valiant effort.
She
removed three toes in the effort to remove the splinter.
And then James sat there and said, it's the other foot.
Yeah.
But that's a whole other story. All right. Hey, Big Wave Dave is on the line to share with the news of this big reveal. I'm not sure. Let's find out. How you doing, Dave?
I am doing great. Of course, I'm on notification because of your radio show, too. So we'll see what happens.
Yes, okay. I got about half of that. You got a scratchy cell phone there, buddy. Where are you at today?
Sorry about that. There's a lot of music going on here. We're at the Houston Downtown Aquarium. Got over 100 people trying diving so far.
I got you. Okay, the Be a Diver pool is in full effect in Houston at the aquarium today. Why didn't you just put them in the... Okay, he just said... Did you get that? I got that.
Good connection. I'm sorry.
That's all right. You're just having fun. But what I was going to say, you got the Be a Diver pool set up. Why didn't you just put them in the aquarium there, Dave?
Yeah,
you have a problem with that?
I'm trying to pretend I'm underwater right now talking. Maybe that's the problem.
Oh, okay. Just trying to get them used to it. I hear you. All right, so but
it's... Houston this weekend. Next weekend, it'll be in Pittsburgh. And again, it's the BeADiver.com pool. Find more about it, BeADiver.com.
All right, well, let's do that. Let's let them go. His cell phone's going nuts.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yes, but it's BeADiver.com. It's basically the traveling road show of a pool where you can dive in and try scuba diving, where there isn't typically water. Evidently, in Houston, they could have used the aquarium. It seems like it would have been a lot easier than lugging that big pool and filling it up. But then, you know, it's Shark Week, and maybe that was spooking the folks. And so they figured they better set up a pool. But check it out, BeADiver.com, and you can find out where they're going to be next. I think I heard him say Phoenix. I think I got that much out
Pittsburgh.
Of that gibberish.
Pittsburgh.
All right, well, it starts with a P.
Pittsburgh, Houston, they're practically like the same city.
Exactly. There you go. All right, well, then we'll leave Dave to fix his cell phone. If he quit dropping it in the pool, it might work, actually. Let's see if, Simon... from Dominica has any better luck with his cell phone. How you doing, Simon? Welcome.
Hey, Greg, how you doing? Yeah, of course we have good cell phone. We're sponsored by Cayman Wireless for our dive fest. So.
There you go. Way to work in that plug there, Simon. Simon's with the Water Sports Association in Dominica. Beautiful, beautiful island. And you guys just finished up dive fest on the island, didn't you?
Yeah, we just finished it. We finished on the 20th with the... The award you'll be very familiar with, Greg. Personally, I know you know Kabuli very well, but we had the Kabuli Carib Canoe race, which was our racing of traditional boats. And wow, did we have a blowout crowd. We had an unbelievable last day of Dive Fest, so the whole thing was a great success.
Nice. Now, Kabuli, the official beer of Dominica. They brew that on the island, and it's tasty. And evidently it gets you so looped that you want to make boats out of wacky materials. Is that kind of what it is or what?
No. This is the old Kalinago, the Carib Indians, the way they used to make their canoes. So they're carved out of a tree and they put some sides on it. And you take a couple of paddles, you drink a few Kabulis and jump in. And as you can see, if you go to the website, most people capsize pretty quickly. But it's all entertaining. It's great fun. It's a good laugh. And... hopefully expect to see you down there for next year.
Yeah, well, we definitely got to go there. We just got back from Fiji, and we had a great time. We just did the revealing, by the way, of Mermaid X here, Simon, our latest mermaid. It's Mermaid Angela. And matter of fact, when we were in Fiji, we made a lot of comparisons. I did to the other folks in our groups, telling them, like, hey, you know, this is pretty impressive stuff here in Fiji, but I got to tell you, it looks very similar to my adventure in Dominica last year. And it'd be interesting to see what you guys think. You've kind of come across that in your travels where you thought Fiji and Dominica had a lot in common as far as the geography and the look of the island itself, don't you think?
Absolutely. And as you said, you know, a lot of places start with P, and we drink Kabuli and they drink Kava. So how's your Kava recovery program going? You're snapping out of that, I hope.
Well, it's a daily regimen now. That's how I start the day, make my lips numb. And I don't have kava, but I just go outside and find a puddle of dirty water and start drinking it.
I got to say to Simon that I'm on the kava wagon. I think I kava overdosed on the last show.
Did you? Well, yeah, I mean, you might not be the only one, actually. But
okay,
Kabuli.
But no, you're absolutely right. The way Fiji is an absolutely beautiful island, and Dominica, there's so many things that are similar, although one's in the Caribbean, one's in the Pacific. It's remarkable how similar the two of them are. Absolutely beautiful islands. I'd love to go back to Fiji, but I'm just surrounded by so much beauty down in Dominica that not much inspires me to ever leave Dominica.
So. Well, yeah, I mean it's the thing that's so similar about them is it's very lush, it's very green and very volcanic. I mean, Dominica like the most volcanic island in the world or something like that. What is the story there?
Yeah, we have 8 active volcanoes. When we say active, it sort of gives the impression of Vesuvius or things like that. We have activity in a good way, which means we have hot springs and warm sands and all sorts of good things. So we are living on 8 active volcanoes, but they're all part of the day-to-day life for us, and we don't have lava spewing out or anything too dramatic. But for a small island to have 8 volcanoes is really tells you a lot about the island. We're the youngest island in the Caribbean chain, and we're very lush and very mountainous and not a lot of people. Except some of the events at Dive Fest, when you get the impression there's a lot of people around. But we got a lot of beauty down there, above water, below water, and well, next year maybe we'll have the mermaids down, and we'll have just more beauty than any destination in the world.
Well, right? I would agree, Angela. What do you think about going to Dominica and diving in a mermaid outfit on Champagne Reef?
That sounds delightful.
Yeah, you know what Champagne Reef is? It's you know because of the volcanic activity. And back me up if I'm wrong here, Simon, but it's the volcanic activity under the surface there in the water makes gases bubble up out of the reef. So you're diving along, all of a sudden you see these bubbles, these streams of bubbles coming up out of the reef, and it looks like a giant champagne glass.
And you can get the same effect with Mexican food.
You can, but it's not coming out of the reef, unfortunately. It's usually coming out of the diver.
If I can throw this out there, just as a possibility, Bill the Engineer more than willing to go to Dominica to dress as a mermaid for any and all requirements. And unlike the real mermaids we have in the show, I'm not afraid to be naked. I really am not. So, I just want to throw that out there, Simon, as an option for you.
I would like to say we had been talking about beauty. And, I guess the world is full of yin and yang and black and white. And, you know, so against all beauty, you need your counterpoint. So,
that's right.
Yes.
Well, I don't know.
Sounds like a yes to me.
Well, I would like to emphasize that I am the dive master and I lead the dive. So I'm always in front, not looking at anybody in front of me. So you can do what you want behind me.
Oh, that was a bad...
Yeah, you shouldn't have opened that up, really, because I will take you up on that, and I never forget a thing.
Hmm. Well, a few kaboolies, and who knows, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's good stuff. What's the website again, Simon, if people want to check out how Dive Fest went and just to get information on the island to go there for their next dive vacation?
Well, the official website for the event Dive Fest is divefestdominica.com, and if you go there, you'll see a link to the blog, and the blog will give you sort of... update of all the events and how they went. We're going to be adding some more stuff on there. And then there's also DominicaWatersports.com, which kind of gives an overview of diving in Dominica and all the various operators and stuff like that. Of course, this year, Greg, as last year, we had Oceanic and Sea Life Cameras down there this year, and I'm sure they'll be back next year.
Excellent. Well, we're going to bring the mermaids along and kick it up a notch. It's a beautiful, beautiful island. You need to go dive in there. We'll catch up with Simon there at DEMA in Las Vegas in October. And then next year around this time, we'll go out there for Dive Fest. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Quick little note for you. Our buddy Matt Johnston is doing an event at the Florida Keys History of Diving Museum in the Florida Keys in Isla Mirada, divingmuseum.org. But let's see, what is the date? Matthew Johnston is the guy. He's the guy who had muscular dystrophy, and he went diving last year in the Keys. Divingthedream.org or divingthedream.com, I believe, is the website you can go to. But what is the date? He's going down there to actually donate the dive system that they created especially for him so he could dive. Oh, here it is. Wednesday, August 13th, 7 p.m. At the Florida Keys History of Diving Museum in Isla Mirada. So if you want to go there, it's like $25 per person, and they'll be dedicating his equipment to an exhibit there at the museum, divingmuseum.org. More information, say hi to Matt if you can get over for that. That'd be good stuff. For sure. Now, you know, we did the big reveal on the show today.
And it left you breathless. That's the sort of thing. And this is, and girls, I don't want you to take this the wrong way. Greg has the utmost respect for the work which you do. But sometimes when he's thinking about the progress that some of you girls have made while you've been with us on the show, especially you, the mermaid formerly known as Mermaid X, now, of course, embraced as a Mermaid Angela.
Get your hands off of her. That doesn't mean you're allowed to touch. No embracing is allowed.
But it does get choked up.
I do.
He gets choked up. I mean, that's what happens when he thinks about it.
Brings a tear to my idea.
I thought we were going to have to pull out the defibrillator there, Greg.
You know what? This is not the first time he has tried to trick Mermaid Angela into giving him CPR. And sometimes he pretends not to have a heart attack, so he gets just the mouth to mouth. Yeah, if you can say that, you don't need it, Greg. Don't you remember that from the training? You got to give one of these.
Hey, it worked on Mermaid Denise, and she's on the line. How you doing, Denise?
Good. I'm a new aunt today.
You're a new aunt? Really? What?
Yeah. But she's got an ant farm. Congratulations on the ant farm.
They're making a comeback.
Yeah, really, you have a relative that had an offspring, and you're related to them and the whole thing, huh?
Yeah, my sister had it.
Do we need to go through how this process works, Greg? And what
please, diagrams.
Means?
Diagrams.
I'm drawing a family tree right now.
All right, well, that's big news. But, you know, we really don't care, Denise, because we just revealed who Mermaid X is. No, that's bad. We care. I mean, congratulations. Seriously.
Yeah, no. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't know.
She's playing with a baby right now. I don't think she heard any of what you just said there, Greg.
Yeah, distract her quick.
They actually have this whiteboard in here, and I'm putting polka dots on the wall.
Okay.
Yeah, that's much more interesting than talking to us. I agree, Denise. Yeah, but draw some dots on a wall. Why not?
Wow. Okay, well, what do you think about bringing Mermaid Angela into our fold of mermaids, our stable of mermaids here at Scuba Radio? How do you feel about this, Denise?
I'm okay with that, as long as she starts wearing deodorant and brushes her teeth.
Wow! Has that been a problem Oh, okay. Just checking.
Well, I don't know where that comes from, but Mermaid Angela is apparently speechless, or she's trying not to speak because she hasn't brushed her teeth. I'm not sure.
And you're sharing a microphone? Is that it?
I'm kidding. It's inward breathing. I'm not breathing. Soak in all that's around me.
Nice.
But Denise, this actually is a big deal because Mermaid Angela, now we can call her Mermaid Angela, we've been hiding her identity for her own safety for quite some time now. So doesn't it feel good to say her name on the air?
Yeah, it does, because it's really hard. It gets confusing. We're hiding it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. It gets confusing, and everybody thinks when we're out on location and they see all of you together, they don't know who is who. And they're like, which one is X? Which one is Denise? And Denise, it ends up confusing Denise, and she doesn't remember who she is.
Yeah. No. Denise thought she was Mermaid X for a couple weeks there.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, Denise, you're a great diver, and I wanted to bring you on today not only because of Mermaid X, but because of the fact you brought us scalloping. Did you eat all the scallops we caught last week or what?
Actually, no. I gave them all to the girls.
So you ate them?
No, I didn't eat them. They did.
No, Abby? I'm looking at Abby right now.
No, I did not get more than my fair share.
What girls did you give them to? Your new niece there, or what?
No,
I don't think you're supposed to give newborns shellfish.
She gave them to the homeless. Is that what you just said?
She's a giver.
Oh, there you go. Okay. Well, we'll find out. Hold on. Let's regroup here.
Here on the island.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Are you ready for liveaboard diving at its best? Well, then you're ready for Explorer Ventures. Explore the Bahamas, the Northeast Caribbean, Turks and Caicos, Australia's Great Barrier Reef, even the Galapagos, all while enjoying the comfort, convenience, and effortless diving only an Explorer Ventures award-winning liveaboard can provide. Explorer Ventures has been making divers' dreams come true for 20 years now, and yours could be next. Call 1-800-322-3577 or go to explorerventures.com. That's explorerventures.com. Are you wishing for a warmer relationship with your wetsuit? Well, then you need to wear Waterproof. Unlike the mass-produced, super-stretch approach to wetsuit design, Waterproof wetsuits are made using multiple pieces of higher-quality neoprene to sculpt a suit that matches the human form. The result is a wetsuit that fits better, lasts longer, and keeps you warmer. Waterproof has been the leader in wetsuit design overseas for years and now are available in the States. Go to waterproof-gear.com to find the dealer near you. That's waterproof-gear. In one show, we're revealing the identity of Mermaid X, and we have welcomed Mermaid Angela into the Scuba Radio fold of Scuba Radio Mermaids. And then we talk to Mermaid Denise and find out she's now, you know, she now has a new niece.
We're just going to play this for the rest of the show, so it's just like having Denise on with us.
Stop it.
Well, actually, James got another splinter. That's what we're hearing.
Great. Just great.
Ow.
We're going to need a nurse. Actually, we're going to need a psychiatrist. Can we make sure the next Scuba Radio Mermaid has some kind of psychiatric powers?
We have spoken with the scuba shrink. Do you think she would wear a tail?
She probably would, but she's alienated herself from us a long time ago.
Well, I don't know if you can really describe it as alienated. I mean, she just went to the judge and asked for a court order. I don't think that there's anything wrong with that. It's well within her legal rights.
Well, maybe. But look, you know, we got a lot of other stuff we got to cover. You know, Shark Week was this week on the Discovery Channel, and we got to talk about that. And also, you know, Abby, we have Mermaid Abby in the studio today, who is the star of the latest Scuba Radio video at scubaradio.com. If you go to scubaradio.com, just go right to the bottom of the page, and you can see the latest video that was shot with a new Bonica HD DV.
Congratulations. You have finally made your way to the bottom.
Yeah.
Of the Scuba Radio page.
And I, like Mermaid Angela, did not have a speech prepared for this occasion, but I just would like to thank all of my fans. Now, actually, the Bonica footage that we used on that little video, I shot a majority of it, and
yeah.
Greg also got behind the camera, and we did a little Super Abby thing.
You had some interesting poses, I noticed.
Yeah, and I did not know that those would go on this particular video, but hey, well, we'll go with the flow.
I don't know. We'll have to talk to the production crew on that, why they decided. No, it's great shots. You're sporting your new superhero outfit, your waterproof wetsuit.
Well, you know, I've said this on the air before, that when I'm in my waterproof wetsuit, I do immediately feel like a superhero.
Well,
I'm kind of like an underwater Power Ranger.
You know, why not? Why not?
Scuba Radio.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, my name is Ravi. I'm from zip-fiji.com.
Oh, my God, I'm twisting around. I'm backwards. Help me! Oh, my God.
You are listening to Scuba Radio.
I'm going to die.
World's first radio show devoted to divers. On a surface interval, don't forget to come zipline with me.
Woo-hoo!
In the meantime, keep listening to Greg the Dive Master. He is also a zipline master.
Yo!
Thank you very much.
I live!
You survived the zip!
So, Abby, do you have a change of pants or anything I could...
Oh, no.
Oh, great. That was really fun up until that point. But, I managed. I didn't care. I was hanging in paradise with a couple mermaids. It wasn't a bad gig. It was good stuff. We have a lot of video that we're working on to edit from our trip to Fiji, and that should be going up there at scubaradio.com soon. However, the video we just mentioned with Mermaid Abbey is up there now of just some of the diving we did. I don't know. That was mostly from the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos, I believe, right?
No, actually, most of that was from our live aboard in the Exumas and a little bit of our time in Andros.
Well, it wasn't the Exumas. It was the Bahamas, wasn't it? Wasn't the Exumas? No. Was it?
Yeah.
That was the Bahamas.
I have, you know,
who's
a great...
got eczema?
Eczema, yeah.
All right, it's official. Stop this. You've taken them too many places. I remember where I've been. If they can't remember where they've been, start taking me. And when I start to forget, you can start taking Jimmy.
Bill, there's a boiling lake waiting for you in Dominica, okay?
Well, let's see. No, we flew into Georgetown, Exuma, right, but we cruised through San Salvador and, well, what was the other islands?
Conception Island.
Yeah, Conception
That's
Island.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
we started in Exuma, so I'll go with that, sure.
Yeah,
but it's all part of the Bahamas.
Well, in the broad scale of things, we were in the Bahamas.
Yes.
There you go. We were in the Bahamas.
From our Explorer Venture Liveaboard Adventure.
Explorer Ventures Venture Liveaboard Adventures, yes.
Exactly.
Yes,
right.
Let's reiterate the adventure part.
But the cool thing was Abby had no clue on how to operate this camera, this Bonica HD DV camera. And for less than like $1,000, you got a underwater high definition video camera system that's pretty much idiot proof. We proved it because she had no instructions. I didn't even give her the owner's manual. I just said, here's the start button, here's the stop button, start shooting. And you got some good stuff.
I don't like what you're implying there, Greg, but I will agree with that.
I'm pointing out the fact that the camera could pretty much anybody could take this thing for a reasonable amount of money, much less than what you would expect to pay for something that would produce that kind of quality, and you could come away with a nice little production from your dive vacation, a little nice memento.
Well, as you mentioned, it's roughly under a grand, but not only do you get the high definition camera with the waterproof housing, but you also, along with that, I have the wide angle lens. I've got the light also and the strobe attachment. So with that in general, you can just take amazing underwater photos, still photos, and also the video.
Actually, the footage that we used for that video there was before you had the wide-angle lens or the strobe.
Okay, well, there will be more footage with the wide-angle lens.
Because you didn't have that till Fiji, right?
Yeah, I think you're right. I got those.
Yeah, so we're still working on that video. So this is older footage. This is like when you first got the camera and didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah, well, as Bill said, we've been on so many vacations. We've got so much footage. We've got to, piece together everything.
Yeah, and he's looking over like, you sons of bitches.
Yeah, he's burning a hole.
So what you're saying, Greg, is a camera so versatile and easy that even a mermaid can use it.
Yeah, maybe. It could be what we're
saying. Well, let's give it to James and see what happens.
Uh-oh, is that a challenge? It could be. That could be a challenge. So it's good stuff. You can find, if you go to BonicaDive.com, get more information on the HDDV and find out where they are available at your local marine center. You can get one, too, and do the same stuff.
How'd you like to talk diving with Greg the Dive Master? He's pulled that long hose out of his throat, and he's ready to talk now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Does the idea of spending a week on a liveaboard dive boat sound appealing, but also make you queasy? Well, then you need to consider a Necton cruise. Necton's swath-designed liveaboard dive vessels keep the boat rocking to a minimum. That way, you can spend more time enjoying the amenities of these mini cruise ships and the underwater attractions of the Bahamas or Belize, as opposed to feeding the fish. For more information, go to NectonCruise.com on the web or call 1-800-UW-WORLD. That's 1-800-UW-WORLD.
Hey, there are a lot of places you could pick for your next dive.
The Great Barrier Reef.
Cozumel.
The Red Sea.
Indonesia.
Cayman.
My swimming pool.
But now there's a new place you'll want to think about. A beautiful island that's not hard to get to. Unspoiled. Not expensive. Rustic. Real. A full-service resort. Friendly. Really friendly. Great dive masters. Everything you need. And the diving. Oh, amazing diving. the third largest barrier reef in the world. Cavern, blue hole, walls, big fish, and sharks.
All right already. What is this place?
Thought you'd never ask. I'm talking about the newest dive site in the Bahamas, Coral Caverns Dive Resort on Andros Island. Coral Caverns Dive Resort. Hey, my time's about up, so just go to coralcavernsresort.com. Find out about where you'll be on your next dive trip. Get off the beaten track and get into some real diving. coralcavernsresort.com.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
You mean they were only scuba divers?
Professional sea scavengers. This phony head hid the scuba mask. The fin on the back concealed a scuba tube. The flippers on the feet actually helped them swim faster.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. Mermaid Angela and Mermaid Abby in the studio with me today as well. Scuba Radio Mermaids. And, by the way, before I forget, that Bonica camera we were just talking about, Abby, you pick one of those up. They got a special deal right now when you buy the Bonica HD DV. You can get a free DVD coupon for a how to edit underwater video. Like a $40 value free. So you can get information there at divebonica.com. All right. There you go. So that's so now you would actually know what to do after you shot the stuff.
Yet another bonus for purchasing the Bonica camera.
Exactly. It's good stuff indeed. And like I said, we got plenty more video where that came from. By the way, that's the unofficial mermaid cam that we've been using. Matter of fact, we may have to pass the camera over to Angela. What do you think?
You know, I thought it was the official mermaid cam.
Well, so. It is. I mean, yeah. I guess.
With that in mind, yeah, Mermaid Nikki, Mermaid Denise, and Mermaid Angela have not had a chance to test out the Bonica camera. So I think we've got to
share the joy.
Give them a shot.
Here's the problem.
What they can do.
When you end up being the shooter, then you're not usually in the video. But you have had a tendency to do some kind of weird artsy type things that you were doing with the camera.
I don't know that I would describe it as artsy.
Well, it was very unique.
She takes lots of pictures of herself. There are lots of pictures of Abby from approximately one short arm distance away.
Exactly. Yeah, I know.
If you imagine if a Tyrannosaurus Rex was taking a picture of itself, this is how far away the picture would be.
Yeah, you know, the shape of the Bonica camera is quite unique. It's not your typical, you know, housing type thing. It's more of a box.
Even a T-Rex could use it.
Well, the thing it's a different shape than a typical camera.
Yeah, it's a rhomboid.
And she was, I don't know, she put it between her legs and she started taking video.
Okay. I should have known that this was going somewhere very, very wrong.
But she wasn't holding the camera out with her hand. She actually put it between her legs and then she'd look down at the camera and like, hi, Mom.
Sometimes I question why I come into the studio. No, that's not the case at all.
You did do that. What are you saying?
Let me clarify and give a different visual than the ones that you just put out there.
What are you talking about? I described exactly what I saw.
We went diving, and I would take off my fins, and I actually held the camera with my feet and stretched them out at a distance. I've got
so
some
it would be like
skills.
A regular arm's length away.
Yeah, well, exactly.
For a normal build.
She's very limber.
Remember, you know, Abby has abnormally small legs. So for her
Abby
to say
normal.
Her feet, it's more between her legs. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, but it's not. And I was able to balance the camera in my feet because I'm very, you know, coordinated in
yes,
that respect.
You are.
And I could shoot my face, which, okay, I'm vain. Let's just throw it out there. But I was filming myself and at the same time flipping around in the water. So it's very like Cirque du Soleil underwater.
Oh, no, it was. That's exactly what I said, isn't it?
Some people might even say genius.
No, what you said was... She stuck the camera between her legs and took pictures of herself. That's what she
said. And filmed, yeah.
She said it a little differently, I think. I think the picture that she's painting is a little different from what you've done. It was very artsy, and it was very lovely, and it was nice, but she shoved the camera between her legs and took pictures of herself. That's different.
Okay, if you say so. I don't know.
I held it with my feet, and I stretched it out, and I just happened to be flexible enough that I could film my face as I did all these flips and twirls underwater.
It was impressive. Very graceful, very mermaid-like, you know?
Mermaidian, I believe, is
mermaidian.
The adjective you're
looking for. So, I don't know. If Angela can do the same thing, we'll find out.
Well, her legs are even shorter.
So
it's going to be a real close-up of a Mermaid Angela's face.
Okay. Well, we'll see how we do with that. Or we'll just give her the camera and maybe...
Have her stick it between her legs.
She's equally talented, Greg. She can empty a beer bottle underwater.
Yes, actually. That's on the video, isn't it?
Yeah. That was
how we end that video. That was impressive.
Actually, all of the mermaids on Scuba Radio can eat and drink underwater. I mean, we can really drink underwater, and we can actually, eat an apple or an orange. Not candy bars.
Peanut butter jelly sandwich.
Nope, too soggy. Again, too soggy.
Just a few of the many things.
They have to eat it really, really fast.
No,
that doesn't work.
Nope.
Yeah.
We stick with the apple.
How about a turtle?
A
live turtle.
I think we might get some complaints from our fellow divers. They say not to scare off the wildlife when you go on a dive, and eating it on a dive is also not what the dive masters are looking for.
Well, the next video I'm working on from the footage is your date with Oscar underwater.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oscar the groper.
The dirty little groper
yes.
that he was.
That's the title of the film I'm editing right now, by the way. Oscar the groper. That's coming to Scuba Radio next. So it features Mermaid Abby.
And a dirty little fish.
Or the relationship she
and a fish which
nurtured with a.
And now here's the thing: who was holding the camera then?
Me.
Okay, so she was able to hold the fish between her legs.
Well,
again, no, I don't know where this is coming from, guys.
Yeah, I don't either. What are you talking about?
I was innocently swimming and I was attacked by a giant grouper, but I had no idea. But Greg, being the gentleman and being chivalrous as he is, kept filming instead of coming to my aid. So.
I'm looking at this through the viewfinder. I'm like, hey, this is gold.
She's turning blue. It's amazing and artsy.
Yes, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're working on that. By the way, I got to get out. We're going to run out of time here. But Shark Week was this week on the Discovery Channel. And, I didn't see anything out of the ordinary. It was same old blood and guts kind of thing.
I saw Sonny Gruber.
Yeah, Sonny, our good buddy.
Playing around with a lemon shark.
Yeah, was that the thing where they're dealing the deal with the magnets?
No, it was actually footage I'd seen before of him just standing in knee deep water playing around with little lemon sharks.
Yeah, well, I don't know because I haven't stayed up on it as much as I have in the past because I've been kind of jaded over Shark Week. It just seems like it's getting more blood and guts, just more hype as opposed to real information. But the Mythbusters did some kind of special where they're debunking, a shark.
Punching a shark in the eye when it was biting you. They made a gigantic shark apparatus.
Right. Was that new or this year or was that last year?
I had not seen it before, so it is probably new.
All right. Well, they did this thing with magnets. And lo and behold, this week I got an email from a company that is selling shark-repelling magnets. And they did something on the Shark Buster deal on
the
that show about magnets and whether they're affected by magnets, whether sharks are affected by them. And then I get this little PR thing. Hey, we sell these. But I have a feeling.
Yeah, 15-foot great white comes after you. You're going to. How big of a magnet do you need to repel that thing?
Well, I'm wondering if they saw the special. I'm guessing not, because I'll tell you why after the break.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
When you were little, all you needed to have fun was a sunny day, a boat, and some water. For three generations, Boat US has worked to maintain this carefree lifestyle by providing time and money-saving services for millions of boaters, including low-cost boat insurance, towing on and off the water, discounts on fuel and equipment, and so much more. Boat US keeps boating safe, simple, and affordable, so your family can still enjoy a sunny day on the water. Visit BoatUS.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
So, I'm watching Shark Week, and I see the Mythbusters put this theory of magnets to the test. Like, if you wear magnets, do they repel sharks? Because, you know, in their nose they have this whole, you know, sensory thing in their nose that is, you know, repelled by electricity and things like that. So, that's the theory.
Now, one of the things which I love about the Mythbusters is when they're sitting down filming before they actually do the experiments and hear their goofy theories as to why something will work or won't work, I'll tell you why I think it does work. I'll tell you why I think these magnets would repel sharks. I think it's very out of fashion. I think they say, nah, I'd like to get somebody more up to date to eat. And as a result, they just kind of steer away. They say, how about somebody a little, you know, 21st century? These are people or sharks are creatures who have evolved over millions and millions of years into the perfect eating machine. They are not going to go for the outmoded fashion. It's just not going to happen.
This is a terrific theory you have, Bill.
They have a very acute fashion sense.
Absolutely, that's what I'm saying. I would say you girls in those waterproof wetsuits, big trouble.
Well, hey, we have done our own unofficial testing of the Scuba Radio mermaids and sharks with mixed results. Great whites repelled by them, the mermaids being the mermaids in their outfits. However, Caribbean reef sharks in the Bahamas seem to have an interest in Mermaid Abbey. We have that on video, actually.
Yes, we have it on video, but yet it is not displayed anywhere to come and...
We're saving it for Shark Week.
Yeah, well, I have to say that that was a very interesting dive experience, probably my most interesting experience in the water. And everybody was on guard, and definitely an interesting experience for everybody in the water. And I came close to losing an arm,
from what
I understand.
That was good stuff. So maybe we'll sell that to Discovery next year. But you know, the magnet thing, I mean, they basically debunked the myth or the theory that magnets would repel sharks. It did some very small baby sharks. It kind of created like a shield or a barrier that the sharks didn't want to swim over, which might work well for nets and things like that if you want to keep sharks out of nets. But when they tried it with sharks that were feeding on a shark dive and stuff, sharks didn't care. They were going to go for the fish whether there were magnets around or not. So I don't know. This company that sent me the press release like, hey, we'd like to send you some shark-repelling magnets. I'm not so sure I'm going to call him back real soon.
I think you're safe, Greg. You repel most things. Or is that repulse? And pull out the D-fib.
Okay, Mermaid Angela, this is what not to do. All right, whatever. Hey, just remember, it's always better down where it's wetter. Good down there.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.